Welcome to the KWM Market Minute podcast, where we will discuss the market headlines you need to know as you start your week. I'm Jordan Ricciardi, a Senior Wealth Strategy Associate, and I'm joined by Jason Katz, who's a UBS Managing Director, Private Wealth Advisor, and Senior Portfolio Manager. We are located in the Manhattan Market in New York and can be reached at katzgroup@ubs.com.
Good morning. This is Ryan Rosegarden, a Senior Wealth Strategy Associate with Katz Wealth Management. It's August 3rd, and markets are in the green this morning. So, turning to the markets, Jason, you say the AI trade isn't dead. Talk to us.
Definitely not dead, Ryan. Simply catching its breath. Look, I know it's confusing. One day, markets are rewarding capital expenditures. The next day, they're punishing companies for doing the very same thing. And the hyperscalers are, in fact, spending $900 billion this year and $1.2 trillion next year, but for good reason. These are literally the smartest people in the room. They understand that once this build is complete, they will turn on the mother of all profit spigots. So if AI fundamentals were truly changing for the worse, earnings estimates would be falling, not on the rise like the way they are.
So further, Jason, you say it's leverage, not AI, that's amplifying volatility. Explain that.
Yeah, AI was simply the excuse de jure. Investors blamed AI, but it's really the leverage. It's borrowed money that's whipsawing markets. Between hedge funds, retail investors, levered ETFs, they're the real culprits because they're buying on borrowed money. Once some selling starts, for whatever reason, you get margins calls, you get forced deleveraging, and that accelerates declines. You look at last week, Citadel had to bail out Situational Awareness, an AI-focused hedge fund. And then you have retail investors that are new to the game, buying on margin. You have exchange-traded funds that use leverage that could double your upside in a particular day, but could do worse and double your downside as well. So the big takeaway here is twofold. One, leverage cuts both ways. And two, we'd stick for the long run with the AI trade.
Great. Well, thank you, Jason. And we'll be back next week.
This podcast is presented for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon as investment advice or the basis for making any investment decisions. It does not constitute an offer to sell or a solicitation of an offer to buy any specific product or service. UBS does not provide legal or tax advice, and we would recommend listeners to obtain appropriate independent professional guidance. Some of the views and opinions expressed may not be those of UBS Group AG or its affiliates. UBS Financial Services, Inc. offers investment advisory services in its capacity as an SEC-registered investment advisor and broker services in its capacity as an SEC-registered broker-dealer. These services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. It is important that you understand the ways in which we conduct business and that you carefully read the arrangements and disclosures that we provide about the products or services we offer. For more information, please review our client relationship summary provided at ubs.com/relationship summary. UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS Group AG and a member of FINRA and SIPC.